A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, with the retail electricity market in Singapore opening up, how can SMEs, though, make more informed decisions about their electricity plans? The Energy Market Company is the administrator of the National Electricity Market of Singapore. They also have the new electricity procurement portal, Power Select, which makes electricity procurement much more efficient. Now, Tan Liang Ching is the Senior Vice President of Business Development at EMC. He's going to talk us through it. Mr. Tan, thanks so much for coming today.
Thanks for having us over, Howie.
So in recent news, we heard so much about how households will get to choose their preferred electricity retailers. Everyone's so excited, but businesses have been able to do so for a number of years already, but some are still a bit confused, I suppose. Right. You're going to have to help us out, explain that decentralization and opening up of the energy market.
Sure. In my mind, I think the industry as we have right now has gone through three separate phases over the last 20 years or so. So I think in the first phase, which happened in the late 90s, that was when PUB underwent this really major restructuring to create the three GenCos that we know of, the generation companies, Seraya, Senoko, and Tuas. This formed the origins of the competition. This introduced competition in the industry, which serves to drive efficiency gains. Now, in the second phase, which happened after 2003, the wholesale electricity market was set up. Now, as the name suggests, in a market, the prices are no longer determined based on some sort of fixed rate or fixed formula. The prices are determined by demand and supply.
Market forces.
Market forces, yeah. Exactly. So based on that, just like how the stock market works, where prices are determined based on demand and supply. And just like us having a Singapore Stock Exchange, we also had the energy market company, the EMC, to operate this whole platform to matchmake the buyers and sellers and discover the prices and do the settlement. Now, I think the third phase, which is where we are now, is the most exciting. And this only happened in the last 1-2 years or so. At one level, the retail contestability, meaning that the businesses can choose the retailers that they want from together with the type of packages they want, that happened in a very big way in the recent years. But at the same time, the number of retailers have gone up tremendously in the last 2 years or so. So instead of the standard 6 to 7 retailers you have, the number of licensed retailers as of now is 32.
We're double digit, right?
Yeah. 32, yeah. So this means that consumers, businesses, they have a lot of choices to choose, be it the number or the exact retailer to choose, as well as the type of retail package. And I think, as you rightly mentioned at the start, I think this is a very exciting time for a lot of consumers and businesses.
But confusing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Confusing and somewhat daunting for some of them. EMA has done a great job on the education side of things, but change doesn't come as quickly as we would like.
What can businesses look out for? What should they be looking out for? So now you're saying over 30 retailers, packages are confusing, the number of people to pick from, the choices are limitless.
Yeah.
What should they bear in mind?
Putting myself in the shoes of an SME, I think the first question is, for some of these SMEs, they're still under Singapore Power as their retailer.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
I would say there are better outcomes, potentially.
Okay.
So what works is that right now for businesses that are under the Singapore Power, they are paying this electricity fee, or what we call the SP tariff. Now, this tariff is determined by the Energy Market Authority, EMA, which is computed on a quarterly basis and is determined based on a formula that takes in inputs such as fuel costs, such as Forex.
But it may not take into consideration consumption.
It doesn't take into account the consumption.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take into account market forces like demand and supply.
Right.
So this tariff, the prevailing tariff as of now, is about 25 cents. For any businesses that are currently under the SP tariff, if they were to switch out, they can easily find packages, what we term discount off tariff, that will offer them easily 20% discount off tariff. Instead of paying 25 cents,
they might pay
20 cents.
Okay, now, the math fails me. Yeah.
for SME, assuming your electricity bill is, say, 10,000 a month, this translates to annual savings of about 24,000 straight up.
Which is quite sizable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For a once-off switch. So I think there's a lot of potential for them to do so.
Is price the only thing businesses should look out for?
That's a very good question. In my opinion, it's quite a straightforward decision for a lot of businesses to switch out and reap those savings. I guess the next question would be, what kind of package should they switch out to and which retailer they should do so?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of package they should switch out to? I think first one, as I mentioned, was the discount off tariff. I think it straight away locks in that 20% compared to what you'll be paying under the SP tariff. There are also two other very popular packages. One is the fixed rate. So as the name suggests, for the term of your contract, you just pay a fixed rate, let's say 18 cents, 20 cents. So
for some, they prefer that.
Yes.
Less ambiguity, less uncertainty.
Yeah. And some of the SMEs, they want it for certainty. They want it for very clean budgeting purposes. So there's no bill shocks.
Yeah.
On the other hand, there are SMEs who may be a little more sophisticated. They might want to consider fuel price linked retail contracts. So in these types of contracts, the amount of electricity rates that they pay is a direct function of fuel oil movements. Now, as we
which
know,
can be quite volatile,
yes,
you know, indeed. Mr. Tan.
In the last couple of weeks, fuel oil prices have fluctuated quite a bit. So you could have what we call bill shocks. Exactly. So I would say unless you have a very strong view on how the oil prices are going to move, or you have some way of hedging it, I would suggest most SMEs to stick to either a discount or tariff or fixed tariff.
Mm. Now, let's not move into divination territory, right? Crystal ball gazing.
Now, I think that leads us to the next one, which is which retailer that you should choose. Now, there is a common misconception, which is that assuming I go to a retailer that's not as branded or not as blue chip or away from SP, in some way, I'm getting less reliable electricity source.
I was going to say less premium electricity, but okay, less reliable. Okay.
Yeah. Or if the retailer goes down for some reason, they're suddenly going to face blackouts. Now, that is a common misconception. The truth is this. The retailers are only responsible for two things. The price plans, as well as the customer service, the billing, answer your inquiries. Nothing more. That physical dimension of how electricity comes to your house, whether there are blackouts or not, that is still very much handled by Singapore Power as well as our system operator. So that doesn't change regardless of which retailer you choose. So I would say in the event that the retailer you choose really goes under, what happens to your account is that you'll be shifted to Singapore Power, and subsequently you can just buy another package and move on with life.
But not while sitting in the dark in your living room.
Yeah, certainly not. True it all, your electricity supply would totally not be affected in any way. So in view on this, there really isn't that much differentiation in the quality between the different retailers, which suggests that the retailer you choose should be a direct function or at least a strong correlation to what prices they're offering.
How much you'd like to pay as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't feel much different, I suppose, electricity supply for the business aspect of things and for households.
Yeah.
Everyone still kind of will look at prices.
Yes.
So we touched on it a bit, factors affecting price. Of course, the price of fuel is one of them, and demand and supply. Right. Are there other factors that affect prices, Mr. Tan?
No, I'll say that these two are the most important determinants. In Singapore, electricity is generated using gas, mostly, and gas prices are linked very strongly to oil prices. So that more or less forms a very large part of electricity prices. The second part really is the level of market competition. As you can imagine, with 32 retailers, probably 20 over that are very active in the scene, competition is immense, and this has really drove prices down. I'll say a lot of the consumers in Jurong, they might have been very pleasantly surprised with the kind of packages they managed to land.
I live in postal code 57, still waiting, but yeah. supply and demand is what we're talking about. How does that affect price? Because can we even sort of gauge how much will be needed, how much we will use beyond, say, oh, in the hotter months, I might turn the electricity on more often?
Not so much. So basically, for residential households, the prices you get, the packages you get, are not really that linked to consumption.
Right. What about for the business aspect
of
things?
For the businesses, what happens is that the retailers will price their plan based on how much you use or even the extent to which your consumption falls within the peak hours.
Which is, say,
about 7 to 7 or so.
Okay.
So during this period, you know, if you're, let's say if you're a flat load, 24-7, you're going at about the same level, then you can actually get a better price plan. The retailers will exactly look at your kind of consumption and price their plans accordingly.
Hmm.
So right now, I don't know if it's a good thing for businesses. With 30 over retailers, with different kind of price plans, yeah, there are certainly a lot of permutations out there for them to consider in making the most suitable and optimal decision on their retail price plan.
We talked about how in the beginning, right, with so many choices, it becomes a bit confusing and daunting then to pick how can we go about doing this? How can businesses go about doing this? A one-stop shop for them to compare prices, for example, or just
right.
The work needs to be put in to do the research.
One of the challenges facing SMEs is that they do not have large dedicated procurement departments that the larger companies have. So they have a few options. They could go around really going through soliciting offers from
30 retailers.
10, 20
okay.
retailers.
Oh, man.
Do
okay.
some price tensioning. Try to harmonize across the different contract terms and conditions. They might make a guess on what sort of package might be most suitable for them. That's going to take a lot of time and effort. Now, the alternative, a much simpler alternative right now, would be to engage an independent electricity retail platform very much like PowerSelect. Now, some of the benefits of using such an independent electricity retail platform are this. Firstly, such platforms will have a lot more information, market knowledge, market data to advise you what is the most suitable plan for your needs. And coming from a very independent perspective, I think it won't be biased on what suits you the best. The next one is time and effort. For a lot of these platforms, they already have a stable of retailers. In the case of PowerSelect, we already have 11 retailers on our stable. So what happens is that when you go to this one sync, one-stop platform, you immediately reach out to 5 or 10, or in the case of PowerSelect, 11 different retailers. That certainly saves you a lot of time and effort. And for most of these platforms, there's going to be some sort of a standardized contract, which is fair for both parties. So that kind of reduces the need for you to pour through 10 different contracts.
Now, I think so the groundwork is done
exactly.
to some degree, right? Yeah,
it's all been done and it's just being repeated over. There's no need to reinvent the wheel.
Mm.
Now, the third part is in the case of PowerSelect, we actually conduct a price auction, meaning that after having a better grasp on the kind of contract that suits you, for example, a one-year fixed price contract, there will be an auction mechanism where all the different retailers literally bid to provide you better and better rates. And we just launched PowerSelect last week, and from the auctions that we have conducted thus far, we find that this auction mechanism has managed to drive the prices down by another 1 to 5%.
Wow.
So again, this whole price tensioning bring a lot of retailers on that same platform and driving prices down translates to cost savings to the SMEs.
How can we find out more about PowerSelect? Can we go to the amcsg.com website?
You can. You can also go to powerselect.sg and you'll be able to come to our website.
Mr. Tan Liang Ching is the Senior Vice President of Business Development at EMC. And we've been talking about the opening up of the electricity market for SMEs. That's been done already, has been for a couple of years. But if you're still sort of in the weeds about it, you can always check them out. EMCSG.com. Liang Ching, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg
or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.